Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa House Representative from District 23, Ray Sorensen.
All right, Ray, so there's been some changes in a bill to some child labor laws. Can you go a little bit more into that for me?
Sure. I think they're pretty simple changes. We're working with the Democrats on some of their amendments that could help improve the bill. We're likely to see the bill debated next week. The changes in the bill are very reasonable changes that seem to be being overblown by people. So remember, we're not forcing any child to work anywhere at any time. This just allows them to serve alcohol at a restaurant and allows them to work later. You know, as many are driving home from sports way late anyway after, you know, going to play in a town that's an hour away and then coming back on the bus and then driving home from that. I don't see, you know, if they can drive home at that hour, why can't they work that late as well? You know, we're facing a worker shortage and these are willing starting workers. And so I see it as common sense changes.
All right. And what are some concerns about the bill that you've heard from some people?
I mean, I've heard some overblown things about working with chemicals and stuff like that, which this bill wouldn't allow them to do that anyway. It's all just stuff being spun up by opposition.
Okay. And you mentioned that it also allows teenagers to serve alcohol, but that's just taking a can or a bottle or a glass from wherever it's made to the table. They're not actually serving at the bar, correct?
Right. That's a bartender cracking open, the beer and setting it on the server table. And then they're just able to transport it, you know, to the table, which, you know, again, we're facing a severe worker shortage in a lot of these service industries. You know, go ask the grocery stores and go ask the restaurants how they feel about this bill. They'll say it should have been passed yesterday. They're like, get it going. We need help. We need workers and we need willing workers. And we have, you know, a group of willing workers. Again, this isn't forcing anybody to work. This is just, you know, those teenagers that are at that point in their life, especially the ones with, you know, driver's license and able to get to work. And maybe they're not involved in a sport or at least a sport at that time. They're able to get a part-time job at a grocery store or a restaurant. I mean, we need that influx of help in that industry.
All right. And something we've talked about a couple different times is the education bill that deals with parental involvement. Where's that kind of sitting at this time?
Here are some of the biggest pieces that are in the final bill. It ensures, so this is the parent empowerment bill. This ensures all books in schools are age appropriate. So it explicitly states that age appropriate books do not include books that contain graphic images or descriptions of a sex act. It prohibits curriculum on gender identity or sexual orientation in K through sixth grade. It prevents schools from having policies that keep secrets from parents about their child's gender identity. So if a student would request an accommodation at school for gender identity that is different from their sex at birth, the teacher must report that information to the administration and the administration must tell the parents. There isn't room for discussion, bias, or an agenda. The trigger for when the parents must be informed is very clear. Removes the teacher from the situation so they can stick to what they signed up to do, which is teaching. Schools must get parental consent prior to giving surveys and must share who created and sponsored the survey, as well as how the data is being used and stored. The House had a number of other education policies in our original version of this bill, you know, such as forms to the BOEE, the Board of Education Examiners, and creating additional paths to teacher licensure. So, you know, those pieces didn't make it, unfortunately, but the bill, I think, is heading to the governor's desk. So.
And I imagine with the book things and the LGBT things, there have been some concerns from opposition about why are you taking these books out? Is this book banning? Or why are you doing all this stuff in the personal lives of these students as well?
I mean, not one book is being banned. So that would be there's nothing being banned. All it is saying it needs to be age appropriate. So we don't have the ability to ban books, nor should we. That's not what we're here to do. We're making sure that there's age-appropriate material being given to students, that books with graphic sex material in it, that the authors of these books have said are not age-appropriate for elementary kids, that's not available to elementary kids. It's that simple. So there's no book banning going on. That's just hyperbole. Just, again, anytime somebody opposes a bill, you got to go to the worst possible thing and blow things out of proportion and get everybody spun up on social media because, you know, that's the only way you can get attention. Very simple. Just age-appropriate. It's pretty common sense.
And are there any budget bills that you've had a chance to work on or been able to take a look at?
So yeah, I'm on appropriations, and specifically I will be on subcommittee meeting that will happen Monday. The economic development budget piece will be the one that I sit on with Chairman Graber. And, you know, there was no floor action in the House this past week. Budget subcommittee chairs focused on negotiating the details of the state budget with their counterparts in the Senate. And, you know, we announced the joint budget targets with the Senate, and we agreed on the total fiscal year spending for 24 was going to be 8.516 billion, which represents about 88.25% of ongoing revenue, which, you know, that's a responsible number to ensure we can continue to implement the income tax cuts we promised to Iowans. The budget targets represent significant investment into the things we hear about from Iowans the most, such as education, mental health care, workforce initiatives, things like that. So far, we've reached agreements with the Senate on a few of the budgets, the admin and reg, the ag budget, or ag and natural resources, transpo, and HHS budgets have all been agreed to. They had subcommittees Thursday morning, and then we voted on all of those. We voted them out of full appropriations on Thursday. Some highlights from the budgets that we've agreed to so far: $13 million in increased state funding towards mental health and substance abuse Medicaid rates. In total, with federal funding, that's over $35 million increase to ensure that the state can recruit and retain mental health providers to care for Iowans in need. $15 million of state funding increase to Iowa's nursing homes to put them on a stable path. Iowa's nursing homes have faced significant challenges with workforce, complex patients, and enclosures in recent years. So that $15 million will come in handy. Funding for 4 annual family medicine OBGYNs fellowships for every year. In order to participate, they must commit to remaining in Iowa and serving rural and underserved areas for 5 years after completing their fellowship. Also, establishing a public assistance modernization fund to enhance IT capabilities for Iowa's welfare programs. That will streamline for Iowans as well as ensure that those programs are truly eligible for the entitlement program. And then also providing $500,000 increase to more options for maternal support for a program that focuses on promoting healthy pregnancies and childbirth through nonprofits that provide pregnancy support services. So those are just like some budget highlights of some of those bills.
All right. And are there any other bills that you've worked on or seen that you'd like to talk about a little bit?
I mean, for the most part, it's just been kind of focusing on budget and getting squared away with the Senate counterparts on each of the budget subs, just figuring out where we are, just, you know, what are our priorities and things like that. So that's kind of been the focus for right now.
All right. And are there any other bills that could make it through before the close of session?
Oh, yeah. There's a tentative House calendar out there. We'll caucus on those again Monday. There's a good chunk. Some of them are bouncers that are bills that have already passed the House, and then the Senate amended them, so they're bouncing back. So we won't be able to bring up that entire bill. What happens when they bounce is we only bring up that amended piece and vote on that amended piece since it's already passed the House. And so that's how we'll handle those bills. But there's a pretty big calendar, so you know, you can go on to legis.iowa.gov and just, you know, go to the House and click on the tentative debate calendar.
And is it looking like session should end on time or maybe just a little bit over?
Session would end today if it ended on time on Friday, the April 28th. So no, it'll go a little bit over, but you know, that happens, you know, especially when you have two chambers with, you know, two different philosophies on the budget and where it should be. So it's just going to take a little extra time to hammer that out. But for the most part, I don't see it going much longer than a week over. But, you know, anything can happen. I'm just one of 150 legislators up there. So it's just an opinion on where I think things are at right now. So anything can throw a wrench in it at any time. And that, of course, you know, extends the time that we'll have to be up there and making sure we get a balanced budget approved.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray.
Yeah, no problem.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.